Larry Colton joins us, and I've been talking about the book, Larry, and it's a very, very good story of baseball, the civil rights movement, and you put it together. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I the book's been out since May, and I played in the Southern League on my way up to the big leagues, and I was there in 66, which was actually 2 years after the year I chronicled, which was 1964, which, as you mentioned earlier, was a pivotal year in the civil rights movement with the marches in Birmingham and the killing of the four little black girls at a Birmingham church. That actually happened at the end of 63.
Larry, how did you go about getting the information for this book? Because a lot of firsthand stuff. And, of course, you take us through the whole season and what is going on in Birmingham. How did you put this book together? Because not only, whenever we deal with race and baseball and social issues, it's bigger than baseball. It gives us a look like the movie 42. How did you put this one together?
Well, I spent a lot of time in the Birmingham Library going through the old newspapers and finding archival stuff about the team. But I also went out and tracked down all of the, or almost all of the players who had played on the 64 team, which was an affiliate of, at that time, Kansas City A's. And Charlie Finley was from Birmingham, and he had been disgusted by what had gone on in Birmingham, all the racial incidents, and Birmingham didn't even have baseball for 2 years prior because they refused to integrate. And so this was the first ever integrated team in Alabama. But I went and tracked down a lot of the players, such as Blue Moon Odom, who's a pivotal player. That was his first year. And Tommy Reynolds and Bert Campaneris and another great Oakland A's pitcher, Paul Lindblad.
Larry, who was the owner? I know Finley, of course, Kansas City A's, that was their affiliation. But to make this work, like a Branch Rickey, you have to have an owner that wants to make it work. Because you're in the face of Bull Connor, people like that down in Alabama in those days. Those are names that people, you know, will remember. Who was the owner who made this happen, and what did you learn about him?
Well, his name was Albert Belcher, and he passed away quite a few years ago. But he, in my opinion, is really sort of the star of the whole thing. In fact, I've been hired to write a screenplay, and the screenplay will focus a lot more on him because he was the one who faced the threats from the Ku Klux Klan. He was the one who Bull Connors confronted. He was the one who had, you know, midnight calls at his house from the Ku Klux Klan. And he was not an integrationist. He'd been born and raised in Birmingham, and he had owned the team for several years before, and he was the one who pulled the plug on the team in 1962 when Major League Baseball said, you need to integrate, and he just didn't want to face them. But 2 years later, he changed his mind, thinking he just loved baseball, and plus he thought he could make money at it. But he faced a lot of opposition in putting this team together.
What did you learn? Larry Colton is with us, fans of the book. It's worth looking at. It really is. It's, if you're interested in the history of this country in an amazing time in Birmingham, Alabama, the book is Southern League. And again, I'll say it's a true story of baseball, civil rights, and the Deep South's most compelling pennant race. What about the pennant race? What happened in the pennant race?
Well, they were just seemed to come together. They had a manager named Hayward Sullivan, who he's was the only guy who played in the major leagues. He managed in the major leagues. He became a general manager in the major leagues, and then he went on to become an owner of the Boston Red Sox. And he was from Dothan, Alabama. He had gone to the University of Florida, and he didn't actually have, you know, integration credentials, but he was a good guy. The players liked him, and he was largely responsible for getting this team to gel and not having, you know, for some of these guys, this is the first time they'd ever played with people of another race. Blue Moon Odom had never, in high school, he'd never played against a white player. He didn't have any white kids in his high school. So this was his inaugural year, but the race comes down to the last day of the pennant of the season.
Well, all right, we won't tell anyone what happens, but it's...
No, they got to go out and buy the
book. That's right. Larry Colton is with COL.
Make me rich so I can move to Sausalito and, you know, go to Giants games. And,
we're trying.
Okay, because I grew up there and went to college there at Cal. I live in Portland, Oregon now, but I have a Cal background.
Oh, very good. COLTON if you want to look it up. And, of course, the book can be... gotten at all the usual outlets where books like this exist, Amazon and Barnes & Noble and things like that. Larry, what made you get interested in this particular, I know you played in Birmingham, but what made you go back and say, all right, this is a book that I really want to do? Now, you've done some other books too, so why this one?
Well, I like to write about social stuff. I lived on an Indian reservation in Montana and wrote about a girls' basketball team there. I wrote a book called An Ordinary Joes, which is about some submariners from World War II. But I just thought this team, the first ever integrated team in the South, was a great vehicle for telling the larger story of the equal civil rights movement in the South during that time and having played down there. And so I just thought this was a good vehicle to tell that. I actually played in Macon, Georgia, when I was there. Even though it was 2 years after the civil rights bill had passed, the black players on our team still had to stay in separate hotels. They still didn't get to eat in restaurants. And the only time we saw them as players was either on the field or on the bus.
Macon Peaches. That was the name.
Yeah. The Macon Peaches, Mighty Macon Peaches.
Right. They had the emblem on their jersey of a Babcock peach, if I'm not mistaken. I'm only kidding.
How do you come up with that information?
But I knew it was the Macon Peaches. That I did know.
That could be a trivia quiz somewhere down the line.
Yeah, believe me. So. I knew that one. Larry, you did pitch in the big leagues for the Phillies, and you got into a game against the Reds. Woody Freiman started it, and then you got in that game.
Right. I had just been called up. I'd had a great year in the year before in the Coast League, playing at San Diego when San Diego was still in the Coast League. And then I pitched one game pitched two innings. First batter was Pete Rose. He hit my little room service fastball for a double, he didn't score. And then after that, we came to San Francisco to play against the Giants. And so for me, it was coming back to all my old college buddies and everything. And it was the night Bobby Kennedy got assassinated. Mm-hmm. And I was at a bar on California Street, and I walked out, and I was the wrong guy at the wrong place. And I got sucker punched, and I felt knocked me down, and I landed on my shoulder. And that was the end of my big league career.
Wow. I didn't know that.
One game wonder. But, you know, the bright side is I would have never, ever become a writer. And I've been a writer for almost, 35 years now. So I'm much prouder of my writing career, even though I wish I could have gone on to play out the big league. But I'm averaging a strikeout an inning, so I'll go to my grave with a strikeout an inning record. So,
you had a beautiful story. Hey, what did you major in at Cal?
Girls, basically, and baseball. But my degree was in communications and public policy. I wouldn't say that I was the greatest student there. In fact, when I was going to Cal, you had to take an entrance exam, a written exam, and if you didn't pass, you had to take a class called Subject A, which is the euphemism for bonehead English. And so I plunked the test, and I had to take bonehead English, and not only did I take it, I plunked it, and I had to take it twice. So when one of my books, Counting Coup, actually got nominated for a Pulitzer, I wanted to call up the TA who flunked me and asked him how his writing career was coming along. But he probably would say, well, I made you a better writer. But I wasn't a spectacular student. I wish I had gone later in life when I was a little more serious about it.
Well, you did great. I mean, it's one of those books that, again, it's social history and how baseball parallels what was going on in this country and had a big part of opening doors and healing wounds and things like that. And in Birmingham, deep South, you really hit it well. So congratulations on it.
Oh, thank you so much.
I hope to have you. If you come down to a game, we'll give you a ticket so you don't have to buy one.
I just went to a game up at Safeco. It was a Ken Griffey Jr. night up there last week, and I haven't been to Pac Bell Park, but I hear it's fabulous.
Yeah, it is. It's that's one of my catchphrases, fabulous. So,
you know, one of the things that this happened in Birmingham, this was 17 years after Jackie Robinson broke into the big leagues. So it's they were a little on the slow side down there.
No, you still, we talked to Willie McCovey about it, and different Earl Wilson of the Tigers and Red Sox still talks about it. And it was a very tough time for anyone to play. And now that I know Blue Moon, so when I see Blue Moon, I'll definitely talk to him about it. And I appreciate what you did in the book. So congratulations. Very good.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Marty.
All right.
Bye.
Very good. That's Larry Colton, C-O-L-T-O-N. I like to do this and get books like this before us, and it's important. And this is one that obviously he's got a lot of passion for. He researched well, a lot of firsthand knowledge. That's always a key with these books. Anyone could go to a library and say, all right, let me get everything out of the newspaper. But when you can talk to people who are there and part of it, it is huge. So nice to have Larry with us. C-O-L-T-O-N. The book is Southern League.